Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness radio broadcast, but today we have two witnesses.
Yes, you do, Mom.
Who are you?
I am your firstborn, Shelly, and I'm so glad to be here doing radio with you today.
We're so glad to have you. We've been having your brother did last week and Candace, and then we had Isaac.
Wow.
And then
that's hard to top.
Oh, it is hard to top. Hey, yes, it is. You might want to go online and watch what we showed on Easter.
Okay.
Today we did a tape what will be on Easter, which is the 20th, and it was this past Easter, this past week. But you can get it on archives. And I'm telling you, if we didn't have a service in there.
Oh, yes.
And little Isaac got praying for the sick, and he really did rejoice. He got to rejoice. You remember Chip when he had that vision, and the Lord showed him the people all down there not getting over the goal line?
Yes.
And the Lord said, there's a play that can get them over the goal.
Right. Which meant their manifestation.
Their manifestation from God. And he said it was rejoicing. And I'm telling you today, we've just come out of this meeting.
Yes.
We taped it. And he was truly rejoicing before the Lord. So if you want to see that, and one lady said, I'll never praise the Lord the same again. Because rejoicing literally means, I think Chip looked it up, spin, jump, go around in circles,
and
dance,
that's exactly
sing,
what
shout.
He, yes.
That's exactly what he was doing. Mm-hmm. Bless the Lord. So all that to say this, you haven't been here in a while, girl.
It has been a month of Sundays, hasn't it? If not longer. You would think I lived in Australia. I just lived 2 hours down the road.
I know.
That's not
far. Shelly used to go everywhere with me.
I know.
We went together.
We did.
Traveled together. Shelly, I said, or you said, I can't remember.
Mother has dragged me all around the world. Hannah's here today, and praise the Lord. Hannah, do you feel that sometimes? A little bit?
Yeah.
It's a glorious thing.
But the thing about it is, Shelly.
Yes.
I remember when we went to Israel, and I was going to give my talk, which I always give, and it was a special tour, up at the Mount of Olives.
Yes.
You remember?
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled my hamstring.
On the Rosh Hashanah tour.
The Rosh Hashanah tour. And I went up a pillbox, which is a military installation that's like a big, tall tower. And coming down, I pulled my hamstring. I couldn't even get out of bed. And you had to teach that day. And it's on Luke 21 and the end times and Jesus' prophecy. And that was, it's one of my favorite days.
Well, the whole tour was named after
Rosh Hashanah.
And now we're finally in Jerusalem.
And it was Rosh Hashanah. We're in Jerusalem.
It's time for the cherry on top. And here you are in bed.
And here I am in bed.
I cried. I go, oh, dear God. They didn't come here for me.
But Shelly did it. You did it.
Well, you laid hands on me, remember?
I don't. But
you did. You prayed for me. And I said, that's it. When the Lord has, it takes an anointing to do anything for him.
Yes, it does.
And when you prayed for me, I felt like Moses and Joshua.
Praise the Lord.
And something went into me.
And you know, Yaakov.
Our tour guide.
Tamar.
Yeah.
Our tour guide.
For many
Jewish.
Years. Jewish, definitely. Yeah.
And he came back and told me, he said, well, they tell it like it is.
Yeah.
I mean, they just tell you straightforward.
Now, see, I've not heard this before, so I'm glad I did radio today to hear. What did Yaakov say?
I think you have.
I don't
Yaakov
know.
Told me, he said, actually, she did better than you.
Oh,
now,
really?
He goes with us year after year after year, sometimes two times a year.
I did not know that.
And he said, it was the best I've ever heard.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, here's a Jew. This is a Jew, and you're talking about Jesus and what he said in Luke 21.
Isn't that
standing
amazing,
right there looking back over at
right, the perfect backdrop to teach.
But my
on
point
the
in all that is to say this. You can teach anything I could teach.
Hmm.
Because I drug you all over the world.
True.
And besides that, you went to, you've known Brother Hagin since you were how old?
Oh, well, the first time we unofficially met was 9 years old.
9 years old, that's right. That was when, 1967, mm-hmm. April.
Just a few months before my 10th birthday, you had just received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It was mm-hmm. in those same little room where you cram jam about 150 people, and I was on the front row. For some reason, I made the front row.
Well, she took us on the front row.
Yes.
Allie Honeyegger.
Mm-hmm. And I remember looking up at him, and he said, I could still see him.
Uh-huh.
He would have been about
56, I think, something like that.
Something like that. And so full of strength and life. And he had his Bible. He said, you know, the Word of God is so sweet. It's like honey on a biscuit. He said, now, well, I'm from Texas, and we know how good biscuits with honey are. And that stuck with me.
From 9 years old.
That the Word of God is sweet like honey. And ever since then, I can't get enough of the Word of God.
No, Shelley, that's right. And that came into me too. Brother Hagin taught us the integrity of the Word. I remember him saying, the Bible is God's thoughts written down on paper for you.
Mm.
It's God talking to you.
True.
And that came into you at 9. I was, I was like 27, 28.
Mm-hmm.
And you were,
yeah.
And we were coming. Oh, we thank God for leading us there, don't we?
We do. Just yesterday, I was inspired to say, thank you, Lord, for Brother Hagin.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
Kenneth
you for
Hagin.
When you arose from the dead, the Bible says when Jesus Christ arose from the dead, he gave gifts unto men.
Mm-hmm.
He gave apostles and prophets and evangelists, pastor teachers. And I thank him that when he rose from the dead, he put a gift in Kenneth E. Hagin.
And set us there.
And set us there. He had to move us. He maneuvered our boat
mm-hmm.
to Collinsville, of all places, mm-hmm. Collinsville, really.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to get there for that faith message
mm-hmm.
because there was someone in the Baptist church teaching.
Allie Honeyegger.
Yes. And her husband who was teaching faith. And Dad would come home. And he said, Billy, there'd be a man that opens up our Sunday school classes.
That's the teacher, official teacher.
And then he turns it over to this guy whose teaching is unlike anything I've ever heard. Teaches on faith, what it means to believe God. And this guy happened to be on Kenneth Hagin's board. And so it was through that connection that our lives have changed.
Our lives changed. That beautiful spring of April. This is April.
Yeah,
1967. It was beautiful.
I remember hearing you singing in other tongues. We had a two-story house, and being Baptist, you never sang in other tongues before, right?
Right.
And so now we four kids were upstairs in this house, and we hear you downstairs. It was beautiful. It's from your heart, and it was to God, and it just wafted up that staircase, and we kids are going, "Hey, listen to Mom." We have a different mother, you know. But that's how important it is for mothers to be filled with the Word, with the Spirit of God, and how it creates an atmosphere in your home and affects your children.
Changed our lives.
It changed our life. And we don't, and so many opportunities to believe God. Think about it. Our children are serving God.
And grandchildren sitting right over here,
yes,
helping us to serve the Lord, and they themselves speak. I haven't told Hannah yet, but I've just accepted for us to go to Australia in November and then come back early December. And I sent them a text because we're going to be with Margaret Court Smith, you know, and
she is an athlete.
And so I told her what an athlete Hannah was, and that Hannah, they might want her to speak to the youth over there.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm sure they will.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wish I could be in your pocket. I won't tell you about the time I had to walk in love. Mom, you taught us how to walk in love.
Yep.
And your faith won't work if you don't walk in love.
Work.
You just forget it. And so we were going to go to Australia.
Oh, Shelley, I know what you're going to tell.
Should I tell it?
Yeah, go ahead.
We might get cards and letters if I don't.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
So we were waiting there in the little area to get on board, and I could not find my my passport, my ticket.
In those days, you had to have a ticket.
Right.
Out.
Mm-hmm.
And so the final call was made, and you were getting on the plane, and you said, "Shelley, goodbye." And so
I got my passport and ticket, and I'm going.
Yes, and, you know, I admired your tenacity with the call of God. Even if it cost you your partner, your traveling partner, you definitely were not going to drag me to Australia that day. And so I remember turning around just feeling so irresponsible because I knew I had it, but it obviously not. And all of a sudden, just I realized I cannot let there be any kind of root of bitterness or for my faith to work. And so Father, just forgive Mother for going on to Australia without me, and forgive me for being careless with my ticket and passport. And just about that time, I heard your voice. "Oh, Shelley, I've got your passport and ticket." I looked in my purse. There it was. Hallelujah. I was so thrilled to be on the plane that I couldn't be mad at you at all. I'm just so thankful to be in that seat.
Praise the Lord. Well, now just think about it, Shelley. Here we came from Collinsville, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
That spring of 1967. And how everything began. Did I tell you that I looked up online what was the date of that meeting where we heard Sister Clara Grace? And it was the first blood moon of that year, the Tetrad of 1967. And we're just about to have some blood moons again here. We might talk about them some during the week. But changes. Changes come in your life because of decisions you make.
Right.
And we've all got a chooser.
Yeah.
And I can remember those early days when we went over to hear Brother Hagin. And I chose. Actually, every single night he would get up. Now, I'm a denominational person. I've 1 week before told people that speaking in tongues was of the devil.
Yes.
And every single night, Brother Hagin got up and told the story of getting caught up to heaven.
Yes.
Before God. Because God had dealt with him. You haven't been doing enough with the healing ministry. So you got to tell how you got this healing anointing. So every single night he told it.
Yes.
Every single night, Brother Hagin got up and said, "Well, I was in a tent meeting.
September Rockwall, the 2nd.
1950.
Rockwall, Texas." Yes.
And it's in the Blacklands of Texas. Now what? Yep.
And if you stick with Texas when it's dry.
Blacklands when they're dry.
It'll stick with They'll you, stick when, with it's you when they're wet.
And it was wet and it was raining.
Oh, yes.
This is in his book, I Believe in Visions.
Yes.
And so you must get that book and read it because find out just who Brother Kenneth E. Hagin was.
Just happened to have it.
You just happened to have it and who we are. And Brother Hagin, every single night now, this is 1967, I've just been going to denominational church all my life. Even though I have Pentecostal grandparents, I don't really realize what it is. And so Brother Hagin, every single night he told, "I was caught up before the throne. I heard a voice about where the tent pole was. Come up hither to the throne of God. I went up with Jesus. There stood Jesus. We stood before the throne of God. He laid the finger of his right hand in the palms of each of my hands, and there was a burning. I feel it right now."
Yes.
And he's told about the living creatures around the throne. And here I am sitting. I have never heard of anyone
have
a vision.
What did you think is a Baptist lady?
I thought, what is this? I heard it every single night. And then he would lay hands on people, and they'd go down. And it was like a decision came before me, like a ball. I've got to decide. The man's either crazy, he's a liar, or he knows God better than anyone I've ever known. Thank God I chose that.
Thank God you chose
and it.
And it
changed
the power
my
of a choice.
Life.
Our lives.
The power of choice. And we're going to be talking about God's leading you in these wonderful days.
Yes.
Be with us tomorrow here on The Voice of One Witness. Shalom.
Shalom.